Blog Talk Radio.
This one goes out to my little homie Brandon. Told you, I got you, my man.
A lot of pressure, man. Let's go, baby. Sophisticated gorillas is on the move tonight. VA, stand up. Come on. Come on. My man. 100 mountain running, with guns in our hand, barbarian, heavy metal, carrying rock band. Investing in stock, man, testing the clock, grand. My peeps got a spot on the block of my block, fam. A jar in the pot, man, gets you a knot, man. Like ching ching, hot damn, cooked it like hot ham. Gotta be smart, man, playing your part, man. Get your feelings apart, with ice over your heart, man. Hustling ain't a game, hustling the art, man. 50% sour, 50% smart, man.
It is.
it's time for Sound Off Forums. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm telling you what, man, this little, you know, flu thing is getting there, so, you know, I apologize this weekend. Didn't get it in like I wanted to, but thank you guys for hanging there in there with me. I'm going to go ahead and do my thing. You know how I usually do it. We're going to have a good show tonight. Can't wait. Cannot wait to get the show started. Okay, here we go. So you can find me at Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also find me at Twitter, soundoff97413. If you'd like to call in later on, the area code is 347-989-1014. You can also go to www.soundoffforums.com, and you can go to my website. Please check out my website, because the website is banging. I've got a lot of stuff that I got to throw up on it, but it's good for what it is right now. I'm telling you, it's got some stuff on it. Now, you may have you're going to have to email me and try to access some of the deeper stuff, because I just don't want to put it out there, because that's just the way that I want to keep it. But it's a lot of deep things on there, and some of the stuff that I have talked about, some of the stuff that I have not talked about. So I'm trying to get the website going and flowing, because it is so deep, and I love it. I had help building it for my beautiful wife, and also had some help from Big Brother Charles and Patrick. And so I appreciate them helping me out, what they could do for me, because, man, I'm telling you, a lot of stuff going on, and it's awesome to hear, awesome to see. So, okay, so we'll go ahead and kick that Ephesians. Not with eye service and eye a man pleasers, but the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your masters also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And wherefore take up on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the day, evil day, and having all done to stand. And let the church say amen. Amen. All right. So now we've got those out of the way. Yeah, it's time to do it. Now, we've got a special guest coming on, waiting for him to call in. And so I'm just going to go ahead and sound off while we're waiting for him to call in. Basically, tonight's show is about Mr. Barbosa, Dr. David Barbosa. He's a Hispanic gentleman who has gotten his doctorate in the Midwest. He got his bachelor's art degree at Friends University. He got his master's degree in education at Wichita State University, and then he got his doctorate degree in philosophy at University of Oklahoma. He's also been a junior high teacher. He's also been a coordinator of human relations. He was a graduate assistant of the doctoral student. He was also superintendent three times. He was associated principal, and he was superintendent another three times, two times, and then he was an associate principal back in 81. He is an accredited author. He's co-wrote a book, To Live in Two Worlds, a handbook for Oklahoma school administrators on implementing bilingual education program for the Oklahoma State Department of Education. He also published Improving Teachers' Experience Through Collaboration, System Solution Requirements for the Texas Study of Secondary Education, Volume XV11, Number 2, Spring of 2009, page 39 through 41. He also was a co-researcher at the University of, Midwest State University for research grants, a feasibility study to examine the availability of designing and implementing a principal's center in the West College of Education. He's also an author and director of the program BOW, which stands for Bilingual Opportunity Window. It is a bilingual ESL teaching program designed by Midwest State University in collaborating through the Region 9 Education Service Center, member districts, and Wichita Falls Independent School Districts. It is the comprehension that 5 years teaching training program totaling $1.5 million. The program is funded by the United States Department of Education and is also a national professional development program. Now, he has done a lot of things over his life. There's a link that I put on him about him on the website, and I just pray that he hadn't forgot about me. and I know it's pretty late for him, but we'll continue to soldier on and do what we do, you know, sound off. So I'm going to go ahead and sound off. Like I said, I'm going to do what I do. There's a lot of things that's been, I guess you could say, bothering me, but not really to the point where I'm losing all kinds of sleep about it. But, okay, so I'm just going to put it to you like this. Desensitizing. How do you desensitize people? How do you desensitize a community? How do you brainwash a community? How do you brainwash individuals? Well, I'll tell you like this. When you watch TV, and I know a lot of people are going to say to me, George, you've got to just look. You just gotta look. You can't say there's none. Okay. Because Ms. Reagan said it's better to have someone representing you on it than not having one at all. And I totally agree with that. But how do you brainwash people? How do you show people to think a certain way? Now, I don't know what shows people watch, and I don't know what channel they watch. So, for example, if you watch the country music television, for those who have DirecTV or who has other cable things out there, you can get the country music channel. Or some people can get BET. Some people get Latin television. let's just go with ABC and CBS and Fox and all that stuff, okay? When they break to commercials, they will always target a certain audience that is watching the program. Okay? So we're watching basic TV. So if we're watching basic TV and we're watching something that has to do with, you know, comedy or whatever, then they'll show TV ads to deal with comedy or something that's upbeat to keep you in the mood, to keep you jolly. This is the thing that bothers me. Everybody that you see on there are white. Now, I'm not trying to, well, I guess I am, but I'm not going to get you people to just look at one point that I'm driving, because you know how I do it. I'll break it down and bring it back to you, okay? So when you come in and you're watching, you sit down watching, eating your popcorn, eating your chips, just had dinner, hanging out, you're just watching TV, laughing, you know, getting your CSI on or whatever. If they show a black person on there, and it's a black woman or child, her hair is either curly, it's long and curly, got these big old curls in them, you know, that spring and stuff like that, or it's a man, and the man is usually lighter skinned. Okay. Now, if you move over to BET, then you have an assortment of all different things. And you're usually getting stuff like food commercials, and you definitely get McDonald's, you definitely get Burger King, you definitely get Taco Bell, you know, the fast food sales. You'll get endless infomercials all over the place. They're always selling the Rush card, always selling that. You know, the payday, you never have to go to the bank again. You only can just deposit it on your thing, on your Rush card, and they're selling that stuff. Cool. But I want y'all to see how, just take your time and just observe the TV, because there's never going to be a commercial with just black people. There's never going to be a commercial with just Asian people. Unless it has to do with Asian food or Asian cuisine, okay? For example, I'm not going to even talk about black and white. I'm going to talk about the cultures that we don't even see on TV. Now, that Hawaii 5-0? Now, both of those people on there is Korean, but they want you to believe that they're Hawaiian. Why won't they just get a Hawaiian actor on there? That's a question. That's a legit question. To get actual Hawaiians to play Hawaiians on TV, that's not far-fetched. Oh, I forgot. The United States Census Bureau says that yellow people are clumped together. Okay, so I guess that's justifying that's why. Okay. We have got to, you know, I'm going to pull this up. We have got to start really fighting back with hard, true evidence of what's true and what we want to see, okay? Because if you see what's on TV and you think it's true, then You're just going with the system. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You don't have a clue what's going on. The only thing that you know is, hey, I see it on TV, so it's got to be real. What? No, you didn't say that, did you? Yeah, he said it. Let's be for real with it, because it's time out for those kind of things, man. Really, it's really time out for those kind of things. Because we want reality, we want truth, we want things that are real in our life. And that is not real whatsoever. They give us the illusion that it's real. Now, I'm going to pull up this movie called Josie and the Pussycats. The reason why I'm going to pull this movie up is called Josie and the Pussycats. The reason why I'm going to pull this up is because even though the movie is based on funny ideas, the reality is it has so much hidden in the windows in it, and they make fun of it, okay? So I just want to bring that to people's attention first of all. Second of all, we can't believe everything on TV. Now, before I was unplugged from the system, I was head over heels in love with the television. I got a lot of information out of the tube. But now that I'm unplugged and I see things in a different light, it is so hard for me to sit back and just let these people, and I say let these people, whoever running the TV industry, it's so hard for me to disagree with everything they say. So yesterday, we were laying in bed, was watching, the Bible off of History TV. I did not know that Noah was Scottish. Did you know Noah was Scottish? But his kids wasn't Scottish. Okay. So now that you know this, I want to talk about this Josie and the Pussycat Dolls. Okay. So there's this frame. I'll back it up. And it's called the Jean. This is a group. You know, they always had the boy bands and all this stuff, right? Well, these boy bands are flying on them. They're flying on a jet plane to go to somewhere. And they're singing their song, and they're all dressed in Illuminati colors. The black guy is a token black guy. I'm tired of the token black guy. I'm really tired of the token black man. Really tired of the token black man. Either you're going to have lots of black people, or you're not going to have black people in it at all. That's the way I feel right now. So you can say, oh, well, there's a black person in. No. Let's have real dialogue. Okay, let me get back up. Okay, so the black guy is this is frame 149. Okay. So they're zooming in, and I'm going to pause it right here, because first of all, they've got the target sign, which has the all-seeing eye in it. Then the black guy who's in the video, they have a 3, and then it has the it looks like it's in Arabic. First of all, that he's got the number of the mark of the beast on. Secondly, the guy next to him is wearing a black hat, and he has 3 thunderbolts on it, which also represents the sign of the devil. Then you've got the other guy who has flame on his shirt. So these are symbols. These are symbols that they use in order to control or hypnotize people. And if you don't catch them right away, you have no idea what's going on, right? There is a lot of in the windows or hidden messages in these shows or in these movies that people don't pick on right away. Is that okay? It's up to whoever, right? Then the guy who's wearing the flame shirt, he has the helix shape on his arm, or what we would consider to be the DNA strand on his arm. So you're saying, George, so what's wrong with that? What I'm saying is, people, is you've got to understand what they're doing in order to get people to think on how they want them to think. And it's really horrible that we allow this to happen. And why do we allow it to happen? Because we don't care, as long as it's not affecting our dollars. Is it affecting you? No. Probably not. That's what you say. It doesn't affect me, right? Well, also in the movie, as they show these kids all in love with this group. Sean Green's got the top hat on. You know what the top hat's on. That's a Mason's tree from the Freemasons. That's what that's from. Okay? And you've got all these kids believing that it's cool to go follow idols. It's not cool. See, God said that he's a jealous God. And you should follow or pray up to nobody but him because he's a jealous God. I love people enough to get them to understand what I'm saying. And a lot of people want to say, well, George, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing what I can. The question is, are we going to allow the forces of evil to take over? Are we going to allow the forces of evil to do what they want to do? So the other part of this Pussycat Doll thing, when they get on the plane, they go and they try to kill the Dijon singer group. Now, I'm going to say this to you. Pretty soon, I will be putting together a list of iconic figures in the last 10 years in our century that we could talk about that has been brutally murdered or their family has been brutally murdered based off of them wanting to be rich and famous. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a price to pay to be rich and famous. There's a price to pay. And if you're not ready to pay that price, then you ain't going to make it. Simple as that. They're not going to give you anything unless you're willing to do something for them. We see it all the time. Yet we do nothing. We see it. We turn our eyes to it. We allow it to happen. And it's not because we don't know what to do. It's not because we're afraid to do something. It is simply this, ladies and gentlemen. It is simply doing what we do best. We have to control what we spend our money on. If we do not spend our money on the things that they tell us to spend money on, then we beat the system. But if we continuously follow the trends that they tell us to follow, then we'll become part of the machine. Become part of the matrix. See, when Cypher decided he didn't want to be part of reality anymore. He told the agent, he says, I want to be somebody famous, important. He wanted to be an actor. It's very important that we understand these things. I'm sounding off tonight. The reason why I'm sounding off tonight is because it is important for my family. All you people out there, I care about you. You may not agree with my methodology. You may not agree with the things that I do. You may not agree with whatever. But I tell you this, when the truth comes and hits you in the face, you're going to be like, man, he was telling the truth. Why? I'm not here to scare anybody because there ain't nothing to be scared about. There's nothing to be worried about or nothing because the price is eternal life. Price is eternal life. So, also in the Josie and the Pussycat movie, there's a part where he would be signing Josie and the Pussycat dolls, okay? Now, as he's doing that, he is showing his ability to wrap up new artists and to program them to think all you've got to do is sign this contract and everything will be peachy. All you got to do is to do what I asked you to do. Okay? Now, the actual company label goes in and gives a tour to all the powerful people in the world. So she presses her code. They go into a lower basement. And in this lower basement, she begins to explain to the general public what exactly they do. Now, it's a movie. Got it. But like I've said before, if people do not just make movies just to make movies. They make movies because they want to get money. They want your money. They want your attention. This is why they make these movies. So as they go down, they go and they show this elaborate facility. And they've got everything that you can possibly imagine. And why is that? It's because this is the machine that runs it. It's important for us to get unplugged. It's important for us to know that our government, as nice as you want to think they are not for us. I hate to burst your bubble. Because if it was really about us, you don't think they would sign, they would have already signed this budget? Do you really think that we're all important? Why are they trying to save the middle class? To save the middle class would be a buffer for the outside world to know that the corporate elites are not running things. I'm telling you, the deception is this. So you can talk about America being the greatest country in the world, but then if they're the greatest country in the world, then why is the top 1% are super wealthy and then the other half is super poor? So if they lose, and I'm saying they, I'm talking about the Republicans and the Democrats because they're all in the same boat. They don't really care about the people. And the reason why I tell you they don't care about the people, I got one question for you. Is the Congress still getting paid? Is the House of Representatives still getting paid? Is the President still getting paid? Is the contractors who are being contracted by the government to do what they need to do getting paid? You best believe it, they're still getting paid. So, until it affects their pockets, until it affects their corporations, until it affects their business, then it doesn't mean a thing to them. Why doesn't it mean a thing? Because the wealthy, okay, now let me tell you the difference between the corporate elite and then the elite, okay? Corporate elite are the figureheads that they send to be the faces. These are the fall guys. These are the people who get in trouble and all this stuff, right? People are rich because they don't have physical cash. I mean, yeah, they got a couple billion or hundreds of millions of dollars laying around. They own land. They own governments. They own corporations. So when we're talking about these Rockefellers and we're talking about the Chases and Morgans and all these people, the people that we know to be owed money, you see, they don't need to flaunt their money because they don't have to actually show you the money because of their equity. But then you got the new millionaires, okay? You got the billionaires who come out and they get these rich schemes and they come out and become millionaires and they on Forbes top 100 list and blah, 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 blah. That money, okay, fine. That money means they got a lot of money. Okay, fine. But they have no real power. No real power. For example, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey had power, right? They took the power away from her, sat her in the corner, and now she's doing her own thing. Okay, well, let's use somebody that you know. What about the King of Blues, Elvis Presley? He the king of something, I don't know. I don't really like Elvis. Elvis Presley had so much political clout. Sorry, I meant to say public clout, not political. Public clout. That anywhere he went, they knew him as the king. Even when he was down and he was crashing and burning with drugs, it was still okay. You know why it was okay? Because they used his public iconicity in order to influence the people. So if you think he came up with rhythm and blues, you're only mistaken. We all know that he stole from black artists who were trying to do the same thing that he was doing, but he was white, so he was able to get that stuff. Okay? Now, I'm not even very detailed on that. So let's take the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. The King of Pop had such a popular control. The man could go anywhere in the world, and they knew who he was. That is political power. Excuse me. That is public power. Oprah Winfrey had public power. She has a little public power now. Okay? So all these people who show themselves to be rich and important, they're rich and important, but they are not, they are the pawns behind the real power. Let's look at Facebook, for example. Well, let's back it up. Back in the day, Yahoo used to be, man, I mean, Yahoo was a thing when the internet started. I remember in 97. You go chat rooms, you can do all these things. So, people were using that. Okay? Then, they said, okay, some guys come up with this MySpace. MySpace was everywhere. You couldn't go nowhere without it. It took me so long to get me a MySpace account. I didn't even understand it. But I tell you this, now that Facebook is the leading social media power, and Twitter is not far behind it, they are using this social media in order to track everybody. So when you're talking about control, when you're talking about When you're talking about brainwashing, when you're talking about popular desensitization, this is what I'm talking about. People put where they at. They show their kids. They show their dog. We have, in the Army, we have a word called OPSEC. All right? And so basically OPSEC is to protect the people in the military in order not to give out sensitive information. Well, nowadays, people put the telephone number in there. They say where they're eating. They say where they're at. They've got chips in the microphone, that chips in their phone that connects them to the internet. As soon as they press send, they already know what they're doing, how many, who they're with, and all that stuff. Now, I ask you, is that something that we want to continue with? Because if that's something that you want to continue with, it's only going to get worse. Now, let's go back to this public power. At the end of all these deaths, I'm gonna talk about this later on too, so I'll be repeating myself. So when the when the people are close to their death, these popular figures, when they're close to their death, it always is a couple of things that's tragic. Either they die of some illness or disease, a sudden heart attack. They have a drinking problem and they have alcohol poison and they die. Or they OD off of drugs. Now, those are the common three. All of a sudden, they're just found in their hotel room, gone. Don't know how long they've been dead. The manager don't know. Their family members don't know. They just dead. Nobody know, right? Very interesting. Very interesting. So you mean since nobody's following them? Nobody's keeping track with them? Whitney Houston just died in the bathtub? Nobody questioned it? The man who supposedly killed Michael Jackson only got a couple years in jail. So you're telling me the king of pop, the man who had trillions of followers all over the world, who sold all types of records, who's beloved by all the public, at the end of his life, he had no power. He could not protect himself from the people who wanted him dead. No matter where his popularity has been in your life or where he stands in your life, at the end, he had no protection from the people who wanted him dead. Same thing as Elvis Presley. He had no protection by the people who wanted him dead. So even though you think you're an iconic figure, and you do the things that they ask you to do, and you're working on being the richest person in the world, and you got all of this, listen, it is a trick. It is a trick. You know why it's a trick? Because they want you to believe they control nothing. They will say, we've done studies and none of that stuff shows up. Okay. Are you serious? There's nothing that shows up. There's no interest. There's no nothing, right? I must take it a step farther. And the reason why I'm going to take it a step farther is because I want people to understand that it's time out from hiding from the truth or being afraid. What is there to be afraid of? The question would be this. Are you afraid to die? What is the most terrifying thing in your life? Afraid to die? Somebody that you know is going to die. I think that we as human beings, I think we who truly understand God who truly wants things to change, we have to dig a lot deeper. And I'm not talking about until it's convenient. I'm talking about you guys have got to, you've got to stand for something that's more than the average. Because everybody talks about how they have such a great high standards when it comes to their job and when it comes to their kids and all these things, but you're not holding the things that's really important to a higher standard. And whatever that is, I don't know, because everybody's not perfect. Everybody's got their own thing. Okay? What's more important to you? And I like asking these series of questions because you have to understand who you are before you can try to understand somebody else. You see, because everybody's got their own idea on everybody else's situation, but when you talk about their situation, they're slippery to slope. They just, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to get a grasp of it. And I'm asking these open-end questions because when it comes to love, when it comes to being accepted, when it comes to figuring out what you can do in order to make a difference, what are you going to do when there's nowhere to run and you have to make a stand? Why am I asking this stuff? The reason why I'm asking this specific question is because people always talk about whose side are you on? Do you have to be on a side? Really? You and your girlfriends hanging out. Somebody acting crazy. You don't know what's going on. They throw you in the middle of it and they make you choose a side. You got to be with me or you can't hang with me. I don't know. Is that where we come to? Entertainment? Wearing our hearts on our sleeves? I want my people to be real. I want my people to understand that the life of what our parents once lived is no more and will never be that anymore. I would really like to think that we could go back to those days. But once again, they will not allow. And who am I talking about today? I'm talking about the people who run the world. They do not want you to run. They don't want you to accept, to love the things of the past. They want you to keep moving forward. And yes, it's awesome that we move forward, but we cannot forget where we come from. See, a lot of people want to say, well, you can't live in the past. You can't live in the past. Nobody's living in the past, but you have to understand the past in order to understand where we're going. I never really understood that until I moved here in Wichita Falls. Because we can talk about all the good things that happened back in the day. We can talk about what it used to look like. But where do we go? What do we say? We have to know who we are. I was outside a couple of days ago talking to these young men, and they so happened to decide, you know, to listen to me. And they had an idea of what I was talking about. And it is something that we have to treasure because we have to talk to the youth and we have to talk to the elderly. Remember I said a while back, hey, let's talk to the elderly, let's record these stories, let's get these stories in books, let's get these stories on audio, because we can't lose that history. Everybody's point of view or perception of what happened in the past is totally awesome because it's their perspective. And you see, when you talk about these older people, their lives are short. They know there's going to be a day when you come and you may not wake up. So they want to live every moment like it's their last. They want to get that conversation, indulge in that conversation, tell you. Same thing with the younger children. They want to engage. Do you want to engage? But we're too busy to put aside some time for our elderly people. We're too involved with everything else that's going on, not to understand that they need us. They need us. They want us. They care for us. The reason why I'm signing off about this is because on every front, everything that I see, it's daring to me to speak the truth. And if I cannot speak the truth in front of the people that needs to be spoken to at the right time, then I'm no good to anybody. How do you measure success? Do you need to measure success? Do you need to know how you feel? You want to feel? Do you want to feel loved? I think everybody wants to feel loved. I don't think there's nobody on this planet who doesn't want to feel loved. How far would you go for your love? How far do you go to show people love? What do you got to say? What do you got to do in order for people to be real with you? The only thing I can really say is that love is a very powerful gift. Not only is it something that you can't really get a hold over, but it's something that's needed. From any degree, it is needed. I really didn't understand what love was or where I was going with the love, because when it comes to that kind of stuff, I thought loving was it was a physical thing. And you have to understand that love comes in different shapes and forms. And it gives you the ability to become unselfish. And some people just are not aware of how selfish they really are. Some people are really not aware of what they could do in order to help a person. You know, I think we should do this exercise or this drill where, you know, you do something nice for a person and then somebody else is going to do something nice for a person. And we'll continue that trend. And we'll see how long it could keep up. But I think it's so important that we show love. Do something nice for somebody. We need to guard our hearts, guard our spirits and our minds. Let people know that everything's going to be all right. And then the question I say to you is, where do we go from here? When it's too late, and when I said it's too late, there are Christians right now who cannot praise God in their own homes or in open public. But we are able to praise God in our homes, in public. We can say his name, but yet still we choose not to. There will be a day when you would want to, and then when they hear you, they will burn you at the stake. There will be a time. Now, when it comes to good and evil, I tell you, you don't have to pick sides, but when it comes to Jesus and the evil one, you got to pick a side. Because he demands you to. I'm George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forums. Next time I hear you or talk to you, you should be sounding off.